Hi guys, it's your Dirty Blonde, Bridget B, and welcome to the Dirty Blonde Podcast, brought to you by Podcast Playground. And I want to say thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I am going to share with you a little bit of a juicy topic. Now, while I was going on to the DMs that Dirty Blonde gets constantly, and we read it, it's a little naughty. It gets a little naughty, I'm not going to lie, but for the majority of you who get to ask the questions, etc., it's fun. I get to, you know, absorb what it is that you guys really want to talk about. And this topic came up more often than not. Drum roll, please. It's a little show called MILF Manor. What is it? It's just another reality TV show. But it came up with the questions of what does MILF mean to you? And now with Jennifer Coolidge, which is the original MILF from American Pie, winning her awards this year, and a lot of women in their prime having won the Oscars, etc. It's a great topic to tackle, especially because I myself have been considered a MILF since my 20s, and I'm in your 30s right now. I'm in my 30s and late 30s, and I've been a MILF since day one of the industry, and I'm going to explain the differences, why, and why is it that MILF Manor just didn't quite cut it for me. Stay tuned. I've been a proud MILF performer since basically day one, but it took me a while to get my bearings and really become known for it, because obviously kind of about, you know, 9-10 years ago, the MySpaces, you know, the Instagrams and the Twitters didn't really exist that much for us. I mean, compared to how it is now, where an entertainer can get such a massive following so quickly, the girls that come from my generation, like the Phoenix Maries and the Asa Akiras, the even Alexis Foxes, the Sherry DeVilles, you know, a little bit of my generation, we really worked our asses off, no pun intended, for the fan base that we so much love and have acquired throughout all these years. So to become a MILF, I realized that I had to get bigger tits. That was just, there was no way around it. I don't care what anyone says. Without the big jugs, you weren't a MILF. And I definitely got them. I became a 32H. I was massive. And I've gone through quite a bit of boob jobs since then. And it was sort of that look that got me into, all right, I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do it really well. Because it's like when you're at home as a performer, there's certain things that I don't do at home that I do on set. I for set wise, I have a particular perfume that I use. I have specific lingerie. And then when I'm at home, I might be barefaced. I don't wear the heels. It's definitely two different personalities. And if someone's lucky, they get it at home too. But for the most part, what you see on screen is definitely a character. And I love her. I love Bridget B. But Bridget B is a lot more dominant. So when I got in the industry and I realized that most of the male performers that I was working with were some of the best, the Marco Banderas, Manuel Ferraras. But then there was a whole nother group of guys that were younger. And I wasn't used to that. I wasn't used to dating the younger guys. I wasn't used to having any type of relationship with the younger guys, because I've always been a little bit more attracted to the older men. I couldn't tell you where my first MILF type of performance was. You guys could probably find it quicker than I can. But when I realized was that I was a lot more comfortable. I was a lot more comfortable with the verbiage. I was a lot more comfortable with the dirty talk. There's a lot of personality that goes into being a MILF performer. That's why not every female can be a MILF. And God bless them, they try, especially when they realize, well, I'm going to have to pick a lane. You're either going to be the girl that sits on top and spins around, or you're going to be the principal slash stepmom of the neighborhood. Once these girls realize that you can't be both, because the fan base starts to adore a certain personality of yours. And unfortunately, in the adult industry, we're not given the opportunities like the, you know, Jennifer Aniston's and Angelina Jolie's, where, you know, she can play Stepford Wife and be on Friends or be with Adam Sandler. You know what I mean? You guys, and I say you guys, like the general population is able to see a mainstream performer in different lights, in different characters. But there is such an intimate value and such an intimacy that develops within the adult industry and the fans, which is why we are all so loyal to each other, which is why we have such a fan base that has followed us for years. And it's comforting. Don't you agree? It's a comfort knowing that when you go on www.pornob.com or dirtyblonde.com, whatever, whoever your favorite performer is, you know what you're going to get. You know that she's going to behave a certain way or act a certain way. Naughty America has a certain format. Evil Angel has another format. That comfort and that consistency is what kind of brings us all together in this adult community. So one of the biggest things that I can't stand is anyone who doesn't really get it, you know, could say that we're pervs or that, you know, and I'm sure there's all of that. Of course there is. There's that in every single industry. But in the decade long career that I've loved in an industry that has taken care of me so well, I have never come across a situation that not only I can't handle, but that fans haven't been where fans haven't been their best. You know what I mean? When you guys visit us at expos, when you guys see us at the award shows, if you guys bump into us at the airport, you all are great. Like, you get it. If you're with your family, you might just give me a head nod. But for the most part, it's very respectful. And that's why I've been so grateful to this industry and the fans. So round of applause to all of you for being some of the best fans a girl could ever wish for. So when the MILF genre came up to me by proxy or by default, because I realized, well, when I'm going to work with these younger performers, I'm not exactly going to be their equal. I'm going to teach them a thing or two. So with that, I realized I can definitely make this career my own by being the sexiest motherfucking MILF I can be. Now, there's quite a bit of us. There's quite a few of us. Romy Rain, Alexis Fox, Sherry DeVille, Dana DiArmond. Forgive me, women. Phoenix Marie, Asa Akira. There's quite a bit of us, but there's also not that many of us. Because as the industry is evolving and the industry is changing, you do realize and have seen that depending on where you go, the consistency will be there for those performers, because we get it. We've come through this generation of industry that understands the consistency is so important, because that's what you're being entertained by. It's, again, it's a comfort thing knowing that when you come home and you want to jerk off, or you want to be with your girl and you guys want to have a sexy night, you want to know what you're getting yourself into. There's no time to be like, oh, let me fast forward or something. You want to get in and you want to get out, literally. Which brought me to one of the aspects of having a difference of personality allowed me to go into these type of scripted features. We have Gonzo, which are really quick. They're, you know, you're in and out. And then you have your features that take longer days. You have a really good script. And I love those. Those are my favorite things to do. And by having that option, I was able to bring to life Bridget B. That's when, by doing these features, I was able to bring out this character, which later, up until, you know, it's over for me, whenever that is, I'm not quitting anytime soon. We're actually only just begun. And having this personality of Bridget B as a MILF allowed me to just develop into a better performer because I knew my niche. It allowed me to focus and allowed my fans to develop a loyalty to know that you're going to get what you're going to get every single time because every single performance means that much to me. So now as we're moving forward, and I noticed when I was clicking through the channels and you guys were sending questions from Dirty Blonde Instagram. Hey, Bridget, what do you think about MILF Manor? What do you think? I get it. I understand what they were trying to do. I think it was the wrong timing. We're going through a stage where it feels like a renaissance, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel like something's in the air? You know, people are feeling good. Regardless of what you hear on the news, I mean, that's just not what I'm about. I can only change the world so much. And I like to micromanage my own world. I focus on what's around me. How can I make those that are around me happier, feel better? And by removing all of the stress of wanting to do so much more, you get to really just, you know, hone it in and not drive yourself nuts. So I realized that it was just wrong timing because if this were 20 DILFs, and those are dads I like to fuck, in reverse, there's a double standard. I get it. There is. It is what it is. Things wouldn't be viewed the same. It would probably be taken to like child services or whatever it is. Someone would be canceling the channel. The fact that it hasn't been canceled yet is surprising. And I think it's because people aren't really all into it. They're just kind of letting it go. But it's because of the double standard of the older woman with the younger man not being as, I guess, taboo as the older man with the younger woman, even though that's a lot more common. It's the dirty secrets of the MILFs of the neighborhood that are sexy and juicy. And that's what we play off online. That's what we play off when you see me on Browsers or Naughty America. We're just playing on the fantasies. We're not coming up with all of this out of thin air. Trust me. We're drawing from experiences that you guys share with us. A lot of times in a lot of these shows have a statement to make, and I think they kind of missed the mark. I'm not going to go into it too much because I'm not too knowledged on it. It's just kind of what I saw while I was flipping through, and I lost a couple of brain cells, if that's even possible already. So as I am developing a deeper knowledge of kind of being my own woman as I'm getting a little bit older, I realize that the MILF genre is definitely here to stay. Which, believe me, is exciting and better for me because, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I am feeling better than ever. It's a feeling of knowing what is sexy to you, knowing what feels good to you. And then I realized that that has been my personality my whole life. I just never tapped into it because I didn't have an opportunity. There's only so much things you can do at a frat house in college, right? But when I got the opportunity to work in the industry and, you know, got to LA and I started, it was an open door, and I was able to really enjoy myself in a protected environment. And now it's really helped me to become better for my future years. And I'm not even there yet. I haven't even reached my peak. There's a saying that, you know, you age like fine wine, and you know, I'm kind of at that point where you're at Napa Valley, and you're going through the vineyard, and the bartender tells you, listen, there is this wine, it's delicious, but give it another year or so. Come back to the vineyard and try it. That's where I'm at. I still have such a long ways to go, and it's so exciting. And it's so nice to have gone through these years in the industry where I accepted being a MILF and I said, I'm going to own it. Now, there's quite a few female performers who do not want to be labeled as such, and to each their own, because they want to protect their marketing and their image. You know, they don't want the, you know, their demographic to change, whatever that means. And I realized that that doesn't really fucking matter. It's, if you go into the adult industry, you know, wanting a certain kind of legacy, you're going to have to play the game, but the game has changed. And I'm so glad I started when I did. And now as we're merging and things are just flowing with each other, oh, it just feels so good. And I am more than proud to be considered an MILF, even if it's just for the cameras. And for my naughtier audience, I bet you want to hear what has been my dirtiest, naughtiest, and sexiest MILF performance. And there is only one place for you to watch and listen. Head on over to www.onlyfans.com/BridgetB and you will see exactly what I think is my sexiest MILF performance. Obviously, I can't share that around the Instagram and the YouTube because we get kicked out. So for the naughtier story, make sure and head on over for that clip. Thank you guys so much for joining me this week. I hope it gave you a little bit more of an insight as to what I think about MILF and where it's going. Now stay tuned for next episode. Until then, have a very dirty weekend. Bye.